Teddy Swims, Course Good Times. This is Red FM. It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks to Gillian, by the way, who just sent in a video of her cat talking. I really appreciate that.
There you go.
We'll get to her talking cat in a moment. I just love the randomness of the show, yeah. The stuff that people... The lads on the radio will enjoy that now. I'll send that into them, yeah. All right, hold on a sec. Pink Panther, stop the digger there for 1 second. I'll go over here. All right, it's time to do the slow show, okay?
Right.
So, do you remember the other day we were chatting to Victoria and we gave her some advice about, you know, her wedding is happening in 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the countdown's on.
8 weeks and counting. And she's a bit apprehensive about the whole thing. It's kind of, it's between giddiness and excitement. And
yeah.
The other morning, we were chatting and we were having some advice to, you know, what you can expect.
You were trying to give me advice,
for married life. This is what it sounded like. Rory.
Casey.
We need to give Victoria some advice about getting married. Okay, that's how the conversation started. Now, I've taken that conversation, and if I slow it down, this sounds like Victoria's wedding has happened. This is we're now in the afters, and we're waiting for a taxi at 4:30 in the morning. This is what that sounds like. Rory.
Casey.
We need to give Victoria some advice about getting married.
Hang on a second. Some advice about getting married.
Yes.
From you two.
Yes.
Don't think so.
Well, we have both been married for quite a long time.
And we're still married.
You are.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
That must mean that you're doing something right anyway.
We're doing something.
You're so funny. Hilarious, isn't she?
So what is your one piece of advice for getting married?
One piece of advice.
Go on then, wait for it.
Let him out whenever he wants. Let him go wherever he wants. Make him join a golf club. That's what you need to do. If you want to hold on to that husband, this is my advice to you.
I can tell you something now. He is not joining a golf club.
Why not?
Not a hoe.
There you go.
Oh, lads. Amazing. There you go. That's really, a little window into a...
It's kind of, it's good practice for 8 weeks from now. I think it sets the bar.
Can't wait.
Oh, man. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Corks. Good times.
Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations, Sarah. Sarah had a little...
thank you.
Sarah had a little baby 8 months ago.
That's so cute.
A little girl called Fia.
What a lovely name.
Yeah, is it... Fia is the... I think it's the second most popular girl's name in the country at the moment.
It's a very pretty name.
Yeah.
Now, have you got... are you F-I-A or F-A-I-D-H? Which one are you going for?
F-I-A-D-H, the longer version.
Because my Fia, my Fia started off as F-I-A, but then she went into school and she flipped it to the Irish spelling of it.
Okay,
I think she might have gone back again to Fia now. I don't know. I can't keep up with it. So you're on maternity leave at the moment. Taking it nice and easy. So you're in the full throes of new motherhood. She's 8 months old now. Has everything kind of settled down a little bit? You're in a routine now.
Yeah, it has. It's kind of gotten a little bit easier. I know at the start it was a lot of sleepless nights and stuff, but she's kind of getting a bit more lively now and able to do more crawling around the place and.
You need to have eyes in the back of your head.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, literally, yeah. Especially since she started crawling. Yeah,
okay, let's get €1,000 for mum and for little Fia. And all you got to do here, Sarah, is get 10 out of 10. Yeah. 10 questions. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what airline have a shamrock logo?
Aer Lingus.
Air Jordan shoes are named after who?
Michael Jordan.
What Cork politician stepped down from cabinet yesterday?
Simon Coveney.
Question number 4. Is Calvin Harris Irish or Scottish?
Scottish.
Question number 5. Marty McFly was a character in what movie? Marty McFly.
Marty McFly.
There was 3.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Question number 6. Who played Ken in the Barbie movie?
Ryan Gosling.
Question 7. Who's the lead singer with Guns N' Roses? Throw a guess at me if you're
Axl
not sure.
Rose.
Axl Rose. Question 8. Who owns Tesla cars?
Elon Musk.
What singer yesterday claimed she had quit?
Lizzo.
Question 10. Paisley Park is the home of what former singer? Quickly. Quickly.
Quick.
I heard it, and I don't know if that was an answer. Did you say somebody's name?
I don't even know what I said.
You went.
I think I said Ryan Gosling again.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah.
Paisley Park. Stadium, isn't it?
Okay, I'll go back over these. You got.
Okay.
You did really well, by the
logo,
way.
You got Aer Lingus, Michael Jordan, yeah. Simon Coveney, Calvin Harris is Scottish. Back to the Future is correct. Ryan Gosling is correct. Axl Rose is correct. Elon Musk is correct. Lizzo is correct. Paisley Park is the home of what former singer?
Prince.
That's correct. It was Prince.
Oh,
that's the baby brain now.
No, baby
come
brain.
Here.
You did unbelievable.
You did really, really well.
The last one caught me.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, Sarah.
Sarah, that means you're coming back to play again very
Absolutely
soon.
Absolutely, you are. Yeah.
Okay, and you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors to get yourself something nice, and I think a mug for little Fia as well.
Yeah,
okay?
Definitely.
All right.
Oh, that's lovely.
Brilliant.
Thank you,
Sarah. We'll talk to you again really soon. Okay.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
So close. Yeah.
Wow.
Have a Google of Paisley Park, by the way.
Yeah.
If you go, put in Paisley Park, Prince's home, and hit Google Images, it looks like a call centre in Mahon.
Does it?
His home.
Oh, I have to have a look.
It's just this mad big white building. It's bizarre. But unbelievable inside. But it does. It looks like a place it'd be a call centre. Anyway, what time is it in the world? It's 19 minutes after 8. That was the pop quiz. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stand by. We want to put 150 grand into your bank account. The cash machine is coming up here. Plus Talking Cats. Yes, it's on the way.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Wake up.
It's the big one. Stream Man United v Liverpool live with Now. No contract. Make me
feel good. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's not that I don't like cats. I just don't trust them, and they probably don't trust me either. I mean, we had them growing up. We had cats growing up as kids. Loads of them. My mum has always had cats.
She's a cat lady.
She has two cats. One's called Philomena and the other's called Begley.
Okay.
So should we have Philomena Begley, the Irish country singer. Yeah. So we've always had them around the house, but they've never really... I know there's cat people out there, and you're absolutely obsessed with them, and that's you're either a cat or dog person. Maybe you're both. I don't know.
They're very independent, aren't they, cats?
Very, very independent.
Don't really need us.
No, and they always look like they're plotting your death.
Yeah.
They do. They're kind of spying across the room at you, looking at you, going,
giving you the side eye.
I'll take you off when you're sleeping. Don't they?
They do give a good side eye now, I have to say. Yeah.
And a cat will never, when you open the door, will never run into your arms and lick the face off you. It's just like, oh, it's you again. Feed me.
Yeah.
Gillian sent in this earlier on this morning. She bought a cat down in Kerry.
Right.
About 2 years ago, who's now a large, very large moggy.
Okay.
But have a listen. The cat has retained its accent.
Ah, what? That is not a cat.
That's a curry cat.
That's a farmer.
That's a curry cat. Talking about having a bad season. The rain has the rain has ruined. The hay is ruined.
Oh, that's priceless.
It's incredible.
Oh my, it really sounds like a person.
You can imagine that cat now with a little flat hat on.
No.
Sitting up at the counter with all the Healy Rays, drinking warm Guinness.
You stay on the roads. Jumped over a ditch.
That's enough for the Kerry cat.
Man, that's a Kerry cat, all right.
This cat, I don't know what's going on with this one.
Yeah.
Check this one out.
What?
All right. Oh, no, that's you. Now, that sounds... That sounds like the Kerry cat has been in the pub for four days.
God, lads.
What is going on?
Are they
on?
Really cats?
That's
that is craziness.
Two old fella cats sitting up in a bar.
I imagine the two of them sat there making those noises at each other. Oh, very funny.
That's that second cat.
Yeah.
40 bends in a day.
Yeah. 100%. Marge Simpson styley.
I'm Mark Allen's in quarter-final action at the Tour Championship this evening as the Antrim native faces Ding Junhui in a best of 19 frames encounter. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
You said we. Tell me about this running crack that you're involved in.
Yeah, you put one foot in front of the other.
The other and then you go for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Keep going for it, yeah. Are you interested? I'll go running with you anytime you want.
Kelly, can you run?
I can run. Me and Rory ran together before.
You did a little marathon, didn't you?
Made a half.
Half marathon.
Well done, guys.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Kelly is class.
Uh-huh. And Rory's class.
Could you run a kilometre?
Yeah, I did a bit of running back in the day.
Back in the day.
Like as in a few years ago.
All right. See, I see people running all the time and I'm like, ye are the people I'd love to be. It's just...
You could run.
Nah, terrible.
Definitely.
It's not easy. It's hard getting out the door.
There's too much of me to carry.
Well, yeah,
that's
well, it
problem.
Would look like a double-decker bus going past the window. Other than that, I'm talking about his height.
And everything else. And my orbiting.
You're tall.
And my orbiting planet.
All right, every Monday after
tall.
The show, we will go out running out the back.
Where are we going?
A half an hour out in the farm.
There you go.
We've a farm.
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
There's a whole sports centre out the back.
How long does it take to become a runner that, like, where you can go out and do a 5K?
I could get you to do a 5K in 6 weeks.
Oh,
not
that,
a hope.
That sounds like a challenge.
Easy.
You laying it down?
3 sessions a week.
Okay.
Half an hour to 40 minutes per session.
What's the club that you're involved in?
Watergrass Hill AC. I am the chairperson.
He's the chairperson.
Class.
Oh, Mr. Chairperson of Watergrass.
The boss.
Yeah. And so you take banjaxed humans like me in and teach them how to
you're
run.
You're not banjaxed, Casey.
No, he
banjaxed.
Is.
Banjaxed.
He is banjaxed.
It's hard though, but when I did the couch to 5K, it was brilliant. I just felt so much better after
I could do couch to 5kg of crisps. That's all I can do.
So can I. That's why I run.
All right. I really want to do it. Let's do it. So.
Okay.
How do we start?
We put one foot in front of the other and just keep going.
Get yourself a class pair of runners first.
Go on,
make
Casey.
Yeah, I have a class.
Cool.
I've got a nice pair of Asics runners. That'll do the job. Yeah.
Monday after the show, we go to the farm and we'll do a half an hour.
And when you're there doing your half marathon, I'll be on the sidelines throwing water at you.
Yeah, well, would you promise?
Yeah.
Water balloons to hold
you.
Get those super soakers and everything.
You're going to do a half marathon, are you?
I'm not going to do a half marathon.
Cork half.
Half a Snickers, not a half a marathon. Thank you. All right. What have I just signed up for, by the way?
Yeah, you'll be grand.
Okay. Coach Rory to the rescue. 8:33, Cash Machine next. Hang on.
AC on Cork's Good Times.
to hear, whispering our secret language in my ear. Oh, open my mystery, you're the one who has a key to bring that magical paradise. I never feel that you inspire our controllable desire. Let's get close, closer than us, closer than you ever can imagine us. Let's get close, closer, yeah.
Rosie Gaines.
What a tune.
Closer than close. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. That is a good time anthem from back in the, I'm guessing, mid-90s. Early to mid-90s.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
I like it. That's great.
Oh, by the way, thanks so many to Gary who just sent me in a Sports Direct voucher for
this is the thing, yeah.
For 20% off my new running shoes.
There you go.
Thanks, Gary. I don't know where you pulled that one out
of,
Gary.
This is the thing now. We've already got a name for it, me and Rory. We're going to call it Couch to 5KC.
Ah, I forgot.
Yay! This is a thing now. This is a thing now.
Oh, this is a thing, yeah.
Just so you know, you've just signed up to 3 training sessions a week of around 40 minutes.
Until I do a 5K.
Yeah. I'm going to film you.
I'm going to die.
Yes.
This will be the end of me. I mean, as I said, I like the idea of being able to go out for a run.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I've tried it on a few occasions.
Well, I think you should let Rory, you know, take the lead there now, and I say he'd be a good trainer.
Absolutely.
He'll whip you into shape.
Horizontal jogging is much more fun.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Let's go for it. 150 grand on Friday. If you would like to win this incredible amount of money, we are today, tomorrow, and a bit of Friday away from giving it away. And it's going to go guaranteed on Friday. You're going to hear somebody win €150,000.
Wow.
And that is the kind of money that we pay you if you win the cash machine on the massive jackpots. We've had 120 grand a couple of weeks ago. We've done a load of 50 and 60K jackpots. This one is a monster. It's 150K and it's going to go on Friday between 3 and 4 with Kira in the afternoon. She's here every day between 12 and 4. Make sure you set an alarm on your phone. Because this is what happens. I'm convinced people pull up at a petrol station and they're putting some juice in the car.
Yeah.
And they leave the car sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, no.
With the phone sitting in the passenger seat, and they miss those calls. Or you just get get distracted talking to a cat from Kerry.
Yeah.
These kind of things that happen. So if you want to win 150K, set an alarm on your phone right now to be listening to Red FM 3 p.m. on Friday, because you need to have the radio on wherever you are. If that phone call drops into you, you're guaranteed to win 150K. In order to get that phone call, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Gold Out Network of stations. T's and C's are on the website right now, redfm.ie. But this is the big one. 150K guaranteed on Friday. Text RED to 57557. Don't miss this one. The best of luck, everybody.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's Cash Machine.
I've heard of some incredible insurance scams, but this one's full on.
Okay.
A Taiwan university student I'm going to speak about something now that's slightly graphic. I don't want to upset anybody if you're eating your breakfast or you're a little bit sensitive about stuff like this. I'm just giving you a little bit of a pre-warning, okay?
What are you going to say?
Okay, so a Taiwan university student who had his legs amputated in the hopes of winning $1.3 million insurance claim has been arrested on suspicion of fraud. 23-year-old, who goes by the name of Zhang, forced himself to have a double amputation after he put his feet into a bucket of dry ice.
Oh, good Lord.
All right.
God.
All right. And it was a scam that he was doing with his buddy because he owed a fortune in cryptocurrency. He'd lost a load of money and he owed somebody money. He needed to make the money back. But after investigating, he filed a report that he went outside and got frostbite. And then they investigated. On the night that he said they were outside, it was like 12 degrees outside. And it doesn't get frosty in Taiwan.
No.
Really.
That's mad.
So he decided to go ahead with this plan that he was going to get a $1.3 million payout.
Yeah.
And he went to court. He lost. And now...
Yeah. He said he didn't have a leg to stand on.
No, Rory, you didn't go there.
Rory.
Red FM Breakfast. Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:42 is the time. But I give you, will I give you the conclusion to my riddle here?
Yeah,
when
you
I first
better,
of all,
yes,
two girls were born to the same mother on the same day, at the same time, with the same month and the same year, yet they're not twins. How can this be? All right, Jerry, you were the first person in. The two babies are two of a set of triplets.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, clever.
Load of you got it right. Well done. That'll well conclude done. The riddle. Tell me about Lizzo. What's she up to?
Remember we were talking yesterday. She released a statement saying that she was quitting on Instagram. Do you remember?
And I thought that was just social media that she was gone from.
Well, yeah. We didn't know at the time whether it was social media or was it music or what the hell she was on about. But
she
now
was quitting
she's...
jam bonds. Or, yeah, you just didn't know. Like, I quit. I've had enough.
Yeah. Actually, I say that about 10 times a day. But so, yeah, it could be anything. But no, she's basically clarified that what she actually meant was she quits giving negative energy.
And now she's backtracking a little bit here.
Like,
now.
This is what she's come out and said. She said, she basically said, music's the love of her life. There's absolutely no way she'd ever quit it. That's what she loves doing the most. It gives her the most joy out of everything she does. There's no way she's quitting the music industry. There's no way she's quitting social media.
So she quit anything?
No.
Quit winding people up.
No. She's quit giving any negative energy attention. That's what she said. I don't know what that means.
Say that in your first post then.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd kind of wonder, wouldn't you, really? Obviously, courting the publicity there.
I wonder, has anybody got a new album coming out this week or anything?
We're getting used to that kind of behaviour, aren't we?
The greatest I quit PR stunt was when Snoop Dogg went off the funny stuff.
Do you remember? Yeah, like it was for an ad, wasn't it?
It was an ad for stoves,
barbecue or something.
For outdoor stoves. It was genius. Absolutely genius.
Yeah, no, it's a good way of doing it. But yeah, so anyone who was wondering about that knows she hasn't quit music. This is an interesting one. It's about 200 musicians, artists have added their name. So they've written to AI companies complaining about, you know, obviously the use of AI going forward and that they're concerned about the music industry and, you know, the genuineness of the music industry.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of where we're going, KC, isn't it?
In what sense?
In AI. Like, this is where we're going. Like, I don't know. That's all I'm seeing at the minute on social media.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. About from a music...
AI.
What
AI.
Are they worried about then? Like,
so I suppose they're worrying about their voices being copied.
Copied and used in music, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Now, I don't know how that would work or how it would be done, but...
There's a program on Adobe Audition. Adobe Audition is a bit of software. And if you read 30 seconds or a minute of your voice into this, you can literally create anything with your voice. It will take your voice and you can write a whole script and it will read it back to you in your voice. It's mind-blowing stuff.
You see, there you go.
And it's the same with music. Probably you could take Taylor Swift's a cappellas and, you know, put it into a program and get the computer to re-sing a song and release it with something that sounds like her voice.
So are they concerned about duplicates then? They are.
Maybe there's a bit of that, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's a big kind of a letter that's gone out to the AI company.
Can you imagine you release an album and you've been beaten to the top of the charts by an Amstrad computer? Like, you know what I mean?
By yourself. Yeah, no, exactly. Know. Absolutely. Singer Sheryl Crow's been reminiscing about memories with Prince. She was on Kelly Clarkson's chat show there a couple of days ago, and she's been talking about some memories that she has of hanging out with Prince back in the day.
We recorded Every Day is a Winding Road.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he changed some of the words. So mine said lost in a sea of anarchy, nicotine and caffeine or whatever. And he changed it to chamomile tea. And I was like, oh, okay, Prince. And he invited me to Paisley Park. I went. He showed me around. He has a full basketball court in there. And girl, he played basketball in his heels. He was like, swoosh, you know, a little Steph Curry action. And he was fantastic. And then we went in. He had me sing with him. And then I played harmonica on something. And then we went to First Avenue and just like, excuse me, y'all. Can get off stage now, and he just took over.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't that really, I mean I love hearing memories about Prince, but it just gives you a really good idea of the kind of the diva that he was, you know.
Best live show I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, did you see him live?
Prince Malahide Castle 12 years ago.
Wow.
Mind blowing.
It was 12 years ago.
I'd say maybe 12, 13 years ago. Do you know, in his room, in his house, which looks like a mad kind of a dungeon, it's a weird construction, his home.
Okay.
In every room in Prince's house, he was constantly recording audio. So when he'd sit down and strum something, he would never have not to have to hit record.
It was always recording.
He had computers recording him in nearly every room he went into.
He basically had Alexa switched on everywhere.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
A New York satire piece about Cillian Murphy's bedtime routine is going viral. And the thing about it is, this is a satire page over in the, is it the New York Post or one of these
ads? It's the New Yorker.
Okay.
Yeah.
The New Yorker.
I think it was written last week, and then over the weekend, loads of people jumped on the old criticism bandwagon.
Yeah.
And
because they're treating this as real. It's not real. It's just
it's
a bit of
satire.
It's a bit of messing.
The clue is in the title, lads.
Yeah.
But it's about Cillian Murphy's bedtime routine.
All right. So this is what they wrote about Cillian Murphy and his bedtime routine. 5 p.m. Call round to a pub and dine on a hearty meal of potatoes, bangers, and the knowledge that you're Christopher Nolan's favourite. Yeah, I have to do this in the voice of the sergeant from the original Batman in the 60s.
Oh, right, is that what it is?
That's how Americans do Irish accents.
Do they?
Oh, but Jesus, but
is that how they do it?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
So at 6 p.m, I return home to stand before the hearth and mournfully play Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For on the panpipes. That's actually quite funny. 6:10, I whisper, I was made to bring my ethereal talent to the mortal world. At 6:30 p.m. before bedtime, I try on various peaked caps while drinking bathtub gin. I select a cap for my evening bath, throwing others back onto the peak-capped room floor. Add a Guinness glitter bath bomb to gin. Soak.
Hang on a second. Can you get a Guinness glitter bath bomb? I want one of those. Happy days.
At 7 p.m, they're suggesting this that Cillian slip into a floor-length dressing gown made by Colin Farrell's Nana. because only real men can pull off antique lace. At 7:05, Cillian Murphy carefully... Polishes both magnificently chiselled cheekbones with separate sticks of Kerrygold butter. This is brilliant.
I agree.
If Murphy was reading this, he'd be falling around the place.
He would be falling around. It's really funny.
Exfoliate at 7:15. I stare into the mirror and solemnly declare, now I am become dewy destroyer of premature wrinkling. I think
it's funny as well. Listen, people just get a bit worked up these days, but it's satire, lads. It's satire. Well, you're an Irish person. Are you offended by that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's taken an awful lot to offend me.
What they're saying is that they've literally clung on to every Irish cliche possible. That's what the criticism was.
But some of them are kind of true. I mean, before Nivea came to this country, we used to rub potato mash into our face to keep ourselves young.
Well, I used to put milk on mine. So.
Hey, listen, it works.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Stream every golf major with a Now Sports membership. No contract.